This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
That's gone wrong.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His office says former President Bill Clinton developed a fever on Monday. He's since been admitted to a hospital in the nation's capital.
Former President Bill Clinton is under observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. His deputy chief of staff says he was admitted after developing a fever. He is there for testing, adding he is fine, awake, and alert, in good spirits, and deeply appreciates the excellent care he is receiving.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The House Ethics Committee released its report on former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The report accuses Gaetz of regularly paying women, including a 17-year-old girl, for sex and purchasing and using illicit substances. He denies those allegations. A special prosecutor in New Mexico withdrew the appeal of the July decision to dismiss the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin, the fatal on-set shooting of a cinematographer. This is ABC News. Seems as if most of our lives there have been stories about the benefits or detriments of coffee. Here's the latest one.
Go ahead, have that extra cup. A new study finding drinking more than four cups of caffeinated coffee daily may significantly lower the risk of head and neck cancer. Researchers found coffee drinkers had a 30% lower risk of mouth cancer and a 22% reduced risk of throat cancer. Even drinking three to four cups daily showed some strong benefits, but tea drinkers saw mixed results. Heavy tea consumption actually increasing voice box cancer risk by 38%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The union representing Starbucks workers says 5 days in, their strike has closed 59 stores across the U.S. It started Friday in Seattle, Los Angeles, and Chicago, and has spread to Boston, Dallas, and Portland, Oregon. Workers in other cities joined the strike over the weekend. Starbucks says it respects its partners' right to lawfully strike. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Peggy Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine based their person of the year on impact and news 33 for Tuesday. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Thursdays from 2 till 4. On your local Civic Media radio station. And on the Civic Media app. Light rain expected.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot?
And a high of
or maybe juggling cats
degrees.
While riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What a Christmas.
You and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
The Bucks win again. I'm Mike Cummins with sports. No Giannis or Damian Lillard, but the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 112-91. Giannis out with back spasms. Lillard dealing with Chris
NFL,
the Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Monday Night Football, Green Bay able to clinch a spot in the playoffs. Prime time with the first shutout in the NFL this season. Packers quarterback Jordan Love after the game.
It's big time, you know, something that obviously the goal is Super Bowl. So that's the first step right there, making the playoffs. Obviously, this was a big time game to clinch that spot. And the way we came out here, have a business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. Sports, I'm Mike Cummins.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. And trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor a earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph. People fight, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Our meteorologist, Rodney Price, mostly cloudy skies in the overnight, some patchy fog out there as well as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s. All winds will be light. Patchy fog in the morning for Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Afternoon highs in the middle 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Join me next time for a very special Christmas Eve show. We'll be joined by my regular co-host, Sandy Williams, to talk about our Christmas plans and get the politics out of your system headed into the holidays.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlife with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
In one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say.
And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Peach Wabba.
Let's light it up. Let's do this. We are getting close, folks. That's nice. I have to prove it for a second and a half.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Well, you just started. No, wait, so, you know, you weren't expecting. I can't help you.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on December 23rd, 2 days. One more shopping day. It's actually kind of a half a shopping day. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. Christmas Day.
Yeah, no, Christmas Eve. Definitely like Christmas Eve.
So we're gonna, this is like, given that, I mean, this is the Christmas, so we're gonna do what we can tonight to set the table for tomorrow.
Santa came to say,
all of you over.
Hey, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
So, we're gonna Jimmy Stewart at the dinner table, so
that's right, we have got, on Christmas Day here at Civic Media, you're going to have 24 to 36 hours scheduled over a lot of Christmas music. And it starts tomorrow night. This time we are 24 hours away of 24 hours to 36 hours of Christmas music here at Civic Media. All the hosts will be on Christmas Day. We will be hopefully brightening your Christmas with some carols and popular songs. Starting tomorrow night, since we
have to wait to wrap you a Christmas gift for me.
I don't know what happens at night.
I can't wait to wrap you a Christmas. Dream of nothing more.
Alright, so that happens tomorrow.
So dear Santa, when you bring the letter, please drop her at my door.
Everything will take over. And we have a fun show tomorrow night. It's not really mentioned. Jimmy Stewart will be here. He's a tough guy in both of the days. He gives us a good season for several years now. And that's how we do this.
So I'll hang the mistletoe and stand right here. Cross my fingers, hope I'll get my wish this year. I can't wait to wrap you with Christmas. You are the gift for me.
I
can't wait.
I still don't know what I'm doing for New Year's Eve. But Christy is coming by.
This Christmas, let's celebrate the moments that truly matter. Time spent with loved ones. Laughter shared. And memories made. May your holidays be merry and your new year shine bright with hope and happiness. Wishing you a season of love, light, and joy. Happy holidays from the Woods Bar and Grill. Lime Ridge Egg Supply. So Sleepy Hollow, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
And we'll talk about cleaning up the water in the area. We'll talk about what to do for New Year's Eve. It's just going to be fun to have a little You know what that means? It sucks when I have to take a selfie with someone who's head and I look the camera. It's not the same. Studio so that would be fun. That's a show, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Ryan, 6:35, Ed Maverick, Christian Barlow, and 7:14. And then bring us to our
Scrolling on Instagram reels, and I saw this and said, ungrateful children. There was a video of this kid getting the PS5, and he owns because he wanted a PC. And the parents are like, what? I don't want this anymore. What do you think your parents are doing?
I don't want it. Take it back.
Christmas. Happy holidays.
I apologize to Don on the air. I owe you one. Let's do a rain check, too, even though I was on the show. I don't even know what I said. I was out of my mind. So please have me back, and we'll do it again. But my point is, you can call. Don said call. To be on the show, call through the app. I didn't know you could do that. Like, I've looked at the app 1,000 times. I've never noticed the phone. Call any show right there. So feel free to do that, folks. Call, text, on the stream. Whoever you do it, just get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you throughout the course of the show. Answer the question, jump in and give us your opinion on what we're talking about. So it's all fun. What else have we got coming? When going on? I got to tell you, too. I saw. Come on to a show, so we went down to the Iron Theater on Saturday night, and it was just such a fun show. I mean, talk about putting a Christmas carol, like, Frank is just such a presence. It's hilarious. He was doing this, like, Ted Baxter voice, too, for the whole show. Like, his character was like a cross between Clark Griswold and Christmas carol. Frank's outfit. She's a phenomenal singer. So I think it's going for another week. If you get a chance, check out Frank's Christmas in the Iron Theater. It's so much fun.
Civic Media 2 years ago. We are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially for approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consulting. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023.
Creek.
Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Miss your favorite show live on air? It's easy
Happy
to find
holidays
what you
from all of the crafters and consigners at the Creative
Spotify,
Outlet
Apple,
in Richland
and
Center.
Podcasts. And we're
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists in Bosco.
We're always
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular.
You're
Look
listening
for us.
To pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store.
Is proud to offer high-speed digital copies at the most competitive price, along with high-quality commercial printing and design for all
does
of your printing and promotional needs.
If
you have a printing job that needs to be done, call Hennig Printing at 647-6004. For fast, reliable, affordable, high-quality printing for businesses and individuals, call the experts at Hennig Printing in the North Industrial Park, Richland Center. With the experience and knowledge to create the results you want, call 647-6004.
Number 10. I remember
really?
That. Yeah.
I was going to say, I was going to go to like 3.
Yeah, I would have put that up there higher too if I'd guessed. You know what number 2 is?
Something Michael Bublé.
It's not.
Really?
He was on the list. I don't remember what number, but it was Wham! Last Christmas.
Oh, number 2. That, I should have guessed. That is such a great song.
Great song. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Yep, that's my favorite.
The 4th, I remember you said that last week. Jingle Bell Rock came in 6th place. And this the most, jolly old the most man was singing year, the song.
You could hear him as he flew by.
So
he was singing
out, but none of the naughty ones. I guess some people call that songs.
Hear his sleigh bells ringing.
Christmas, but
ring-a-ling-a-ling.
Just the most
ring
all the way.
Santa's here to stay.
Check it out. It made me realize
every room
I watched one
and Rudolph led the
I've
way.
Watched a bunch of
all of his reindeer were dancing along
busy
with Santa at the range.
So
he was singing now, ring-a-ling-a-ling, ring-a-ling-a-ling.
But our question tonight, folks, is what's one Christmas? Very strange.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling,
I would say text him while they're here and tell him yourself. There you go. But I'll do my best. I'll try. Tom from Jackson says, was George Winston the piano player on the list? He was not. Tom, not at least not in the top 10. But they only gave the top 10, so imagine.
Yes, the bells were ringing and children singing. What a happy time.
Yeah, good stuff. We've got some fun shows coming up. As I mentioned last night, or tomorrow night, we will have the kickoff to the Christmas Marathon on Christmas Day, starting from 4 to 6. Conrad and I will be here. Share them with us. We have a special email set up. It's just nightlight@civicmedia.us. We got a few of your stories that we will share tomorrow night as well. But if you want us to read your New Year's Eve resolutions, okay, Simon? We would love to read those too.
Okay, Theodore?
That's okay, nightlight@civicmedia.us. nightlight@civicmedia.us. Turning to some sad news, Bert the Crocodile has passed away. Do you know who Bert the Crocodile was?
Bert Reynolds?
So Bert the Crocodile is, I don't know his last name. He's kind of one of those iconic one-name actors. He was in the film Crocodile Dundee. That was the movie that came out in 1986 starring Paul Hogan. It introduced Americans to Australian culture through a comedy about a crocodile hunter. And it also made everyone in America think they could use an Australian accent. And they were taken by the whimsical charm of the Australians. You've heard friends say, g'day, mate.
Hello, governor.
Hello, governor. Put another shrimp on the bobby. Those are the kind of phrases we heard a lot of in the mid-80s until we felt like eating someone senseless into place. But Bert the Crocodile was in the film. And he just passed away. He was 90.
Very good, Theodore.
Apparently a very charismatic crocodile, as crocodiles go. And he was in a Crocosaurus, living in a Crocosaurus cave, I think they call it. It seemed like it was the equivalent of Beverly Hills retirement home. Bert passed away. Tip of the hat to Bert, because he did some great work. Who's your favorite animal? Mostly dogs.
Air Bud.
Air Bud? Again, the dogs are part of the market on animal marketing.
Garfield.
Garfield the cat?
But not the movie.
Let's not overdo it. Bert the Crocodile went ahead a round of... He had some trouble. He struggled with many cocaine problem for years. He was caught in an adult movie house doing very un-crocodile-like things.
The Christmas rushes
probably did the Crocodile
through.
Rock at some point.
I was going to say, probably did the roll.
The roll, what's that?
The death roll.
Is that where they roll over on their back and they can't get up?
No, that's how how do I put it?
Merry Christmas.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Because it's like where they put them underwater and they can't. Because it's with their
that's true.
Their chompers.
Their
chompers.
You don't have any idea. But
I do. I just can't put it in words.
The medical terms, right?
I can't put it in words.
Fair enough. Words are so Bert is gone. God rest ye. God rest your soul, Bert. He was a crocodile in heaven. Ben Reiser will be here in a few minutes.
There's always something
100%. Might need you to hold my hand. Not literally. There's glass between us, but might need you to help me out here. Can we get texts to read? They're coming in. I love these texts. Please keep sending them. What do you want for Christmas? It's a very simple question. 855-752-4842. Let me know and I will read it on the radio. If you're on the stream, if you're checking us out on the stream or Facebook or Twitter, X, whatever it's called, give us a like, give us a follow, folks. It's great to have you with me on this Monday night as Christmas fast approaches. What a fun time of year. And what a fun show we've got tonight. Stick around. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His office says former President Bill Clinton developed a fever on Monday. He's since been admitted to a hospital in the nation's capital.
Well, former President Bill Clinton is under observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. His deputy chief of staff says he was admitted after developing a fever. He is there for testing, adding he is fine, awake and alert, in good spirits, and deeply appreciates the excellent care he is receiving.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The House Ethics Committee released its report on former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
The report accuses Gates of regularly paying women, including a 17-year-old girl, for sex and purchasing and using illicit substances. He denies those allegations. A special prosecutor in New Mexico withdrew the appeal of the July decision to dismiss the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin, the fatal on-set shooting of a cinematographer. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks win again. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No Giannis or Damian Lillard, but the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 112-91. Giannis out with back spasms. Lillard dealing with an illness. Chris Middleton had one of his best performances, scoring 21 points.
I don't want to say it's the best. I don't want to think, you know, this is the best I will be. Hopefully I continue to get better. It felt good. I mean, I just wanted to be aggressive. With Damian Giannis out, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for me right now. I'm just trying to take advantage of it in the right way.
NFL, the Packers beat the Saints 34-0 on Monday Night Football. Green Bay able to clinch a spot in the playoffs on prime time with the first shutout in the NFL this season. Packers quarterback Jordan Love after the game.
It's big time. You know, that's something that obviously the goal is Super Bowl. So that's the first step right there, is making the playoffs. Obviously, this was a big time game to clinch that spot. And proud of the way we came out here and handled business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing in 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrog Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not-so-great reviews. The Brutalist, a three-and-a-half-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 31 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze. Tonight it will be cloudy. There could be a little patchy fog in some spots, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man!
Subscribe to my argument and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on the show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2043. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Of Amicus, Jim Santel, guest host next.
The Maggie Dawn
Thanksgiving
Show.
Thanksgiving
afternoons
over.
From 2 till 4.
And my dad put up the tree.
You're listening to pre-recorded
like
content
a Merry
produced by
Christmas
Civic Media.
For everyone but me. Because I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. Not even one little toy. I say I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas. Because I've been a bad little boy. My mommy screamed when she found my pet gerbil in my little baby sister's bassinet. They say my little baby sister has a soft spot in her head.
Michael Bubble.
But I haven't found it.
Come on, beat stuff.
Yeah. And Dad yelled just because I took the riding board. for a little trip down to the candy store.
My big brother, Brad, boy, did he get upset.
When I told Mom about the magazines in his bottom floor.
You didn't get sick last week.
So, I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. And last Christmas, I was everybody's pride and joy. But they say, I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks for
I've been a bad little boy.
Time for
I was hoping I might get a chemistry
raw in motion in a
or,
good way.
Or motorcycle.
More time.
Or something
Anna
like that.
Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Happy holidays.
That's before I used Brett's model rocket set and made an astronaut out of Miss Wilcox's cat.
You know, I was giving those
stupid cat
a lot for a while.
If just held on tight like I told him, I wouldn't have had to super glue his little paws to the rocket. Yeah. If he'd have been still like I told him, he wouldn't have thrown the rocket off course and it wouldn't have landed in Butch the Bulldog's back. Yard. Stupid cat.
All right, we'll read
but
some
did the cat get in trouble? No, but hey, I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. Not even one little toy.
And the diver.
They all say I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas.
How to keep our waterways clean.
I've been a bad little boy.
But right now.
Oh, my grandma had to go to the hospital.
My old buddy, Ben
yeah,
Reiser.
Don't worry, is, she's not really sick.
The operations director for the Wisconsin Film Festival.
She just had a little trouble walking for a while.
Folks, have
after
checked
I,
out
I showed her
Wisconsin
my power
Festival. I highly recommend it, but also,
so,
if you haven't checked
I
out
get
any
nothing
film,
this Christmas.
Go, because they're
not
great.
From mom
ben joins
dad
us now
or
on the stream.
Don't
worry, buddy.
They all say I ain't getting nothing at all this
great
Christmas.
Great setup there. Mike looks good.
They don't know my grandpa. My grandpa give me anything I want, I bet. Boys will be boys. That's what Grandpa said.
Weekly podcast.
Lighten up, Bill. He's just a little kid. My grandpa calls my dad Bill. I just hope my grandpa doesn't find out who took his great big one from golf clubs,
though.
It's true what they say about the great
big one. Kind of like what you do, I guess.
I can hit a rock furrow with a great
big
burr for that with any of my dad's golf clubs. Even with a big disc on it, that rock just goes and goes. One rock went through Miss Wilcox's window.
I know.
What about you?
How many times I've asked you to be on the show and you couldn't because you're
I hate that cat.
What about
and I also do an occasional podcast, since you asked me about my setup here, called 70 Movies We Saw in the 70s, where that same guy from Brooklyn, Scott Lucas, plus Jim Healy most of the time, and others. Yes, we have to have you on one time. We talk about a single movie from the 1970s that theoretically at least one of us saw in the 1970s.
Way up in the sky.
I'm a little older than Scott and a little older than Jim, so it's usually me who's seen the movie.
You know, I would say, Ben, if I had to go back to the 70s movie I saw in the theater, I could probably count them all in 2 hands. Just because of my age, but Star Wars is one of them. Heaven Can Wait. Follow Me Boys, Fred McMurray. Oh God.
Yeah, we did it. We've done Oh God.
Have you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that many back in the day.
What are you talking about? How old are you? What year were you?
I was in my early 20s.
I still think we should get you on. I don't spend enough time in front of a mic.
Hey, it's good to have you here. Are you ready for the holidays? How's it going?
I'm totally out of gas. So in that sense, yes, I'm working. I'm in, and by the way, this is not very different than this. It's just
TV.
I feel like watching TV and movies right now is
you know what happened to me last night? So my son Joe, and I said, "Hey Joe, I'm gonna watch." I told him, I said, "I'm trying to watch Conan twice." And I kept getting interrupted. And Joe comes up last night and said, "Oh, Dad, I'm only gonna be up for 20 minutes. Can we watch something like one of our favorites 20 minutes?" I say, "Sure." So we end up putting on a Boston Bomber movie. Is there some scenes he likes from that? So, yeah, and, you know...
Is that the one with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, who, by the way, in my opinion, is a weak link of the movie. But it is a pretty good, fast-paced movie. So I say sure, but whatever, because I just want to spend time. Yeah. So he watches, he kept saying, all right, one more scene. We're an hour and a half into this excursion, and then he goes to bed, and I end up watching the end of the movie that I've seen three times because of him by myself. So that's my movie watching abilities over the weekend.
We watched 100.9
WRCO City, wherever they were doing.
They were back in
I was waiting up for Santa one Christmas Eve.
It's fun, though. It doesn't matter. It's just fun to do. Let's talk about what you are watching before you ran out of gas. But first, let's hit on the Wisconsin Film Festival. It is such a fun time every year.
I was getting kind of sleepy.
You guys do such a great job. I love the assortment of films you have. I love the venues. Everyone's so personal. All the volunteers who are working at the festival are outstanding. I highly recommend people check it out. I know it's probably a little bit of a thing, but how is it going to be?
Well, that is our slogan. But having said that, Jim said that. Well, you know, they both went to the
Santa went down the chimney, and I patted Rudolph's nose. Then the Christmas angel said, it's time for us to go.
Some of these film festivals.
Back into the house we flew as Santa drove away. Wake up.
Grave
it's Christmas morning. I heard my mommy say, I rubbed the magic dust out of my eyes, and ran to the Christmas tree.
Terribly expensive.
And there stood my angel way up high, and she winked her eye at me. I'll never forget that magic night. It wasn't just a Christmas dream. The little Christmas angel came to life.
Accreditation.
You have to have one of those.
Okay.
And obviously, I can't say it, so I don't even have it. Because I don't know what
some
to tell
credential. Children see him really white.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, boys,
the baby
I found
Jesus
out about a Christmas song, an upbeat
this
number,
night.
For the first time yesterday, but it's from 1979. Did you know that the members of the Sex Pistols and the members of Thin Lizzy, you know that?
Yeah.
The dresses
soft and fair.
It's like a Christmas super.
Some children see him bronzed and brown.
That's an upbeat number. It's no Sinatra, but it's called Mary Jingle. It's kind of what you would expect.
I'm sure it's upbeat.
Some children see him bronzed.
Anyway, yes, the festival. It's every April. This coming April.
With dark and heavy.
Take over the existing ones and then we build our own just for the
some
week.
Children see him arm and eyed, the Savior whom we kneel beside. Some children see him arm and
eyed, watch 4 or 5 movies a day.
With skin
if you're going to do the festival right, okay, all I'm doing for the next 7 days is
and if you have to take vacation days to do it, like I know a couple people who do, I recommend it because it is, you just get lost in the movies. It's so great. And I always like, I love watching you throughout
some
the course of the weekend.
Children see him
you look more like you're compensating as the week goes on. I'm trying to stay upright. It's fun. I know it's a lot of work. Is there a theme this year or anything that we can look forward to or any historic classics coming our way?
Yes, I'm sure there will be some
the children in each different
and have
place.
Heard
days. We'll see the baby Jesus face like then.
But right free. With yeah, every Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, some Sunday afternoon. So, I've got 2 or 3 months of that. Tis love that's born to do it all the way up to the end of the year. So actually, people might have seven more days or so to send in your Wisconsin Zone films. I heard a rumor that Joe is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That rumor did not make it to his father. So, but good.
Joe and I have our own relationship, separate and apart from you.
Exactly. That's fine.
My guest is Ben Reiser. He's the operations director. You know how many people have said that to me and then they come and use the night? There's something about it being free that people like. Like, I feel like we charged $1 for an hour. I'm making a joke. But actually, more popular almost 200 seats theater and like our people. Our Thursday night. So, as much as I want to complain about going to movie theaters these days, and I really shouldn't complain because I'm so busy watching movies in my own way. Okay.
And do you look for anything in particular other than just these movies? Like, is this film you shot here more likely to be an actor? Actually, Ben, hold that thought. I'll think about that. Ruminate, if you will. And we'll go back and get Ben's thoughts on that. Nightlight. We are coming right back with Ben Reiser. So glad to have you with me on this Monday night. Christmas is 2 days away.
From the center, WRCE.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine based their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants, three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Center, WRCZ.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10.
There's my once again. The 920, Sherry Parkinson. Bridget says, I want peace and fun with my family. That's not too big of a list. Start small. Keep those texts coming, folks. What do you want for Christmas? My guest is Ben Reiser. He's the operations director for the Wisconsin Film Festival. And we were talking about Wisconsin's own, Ben. Do you have... What jumps out at you from a Wisconsin filmmaker, if anything?
Well, I'm looking for a wide variety. I'm also the head of that program. So the films that I've been seeing for the festival so far have all been Wisconsin. Gotten about 100 submissions so far, and expect close to another 75 by the time January 1st rolls around. The thing about
Meyer Oil and LP wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year, and look forward to serving everyone in the new year.
That I've always liked, but now I've got to sort of.
The holidays are coming. Get your Fraser for goods today at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
And documentaries.
Shoppers can wrap up their holiday shopping with red hot savings at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center in Muscadet. From now through the 24th,
we're really trying to find
brightening the season with daily deals. Today's sale, it's the bucket sale. Fill a bucket and save big on everything that fits inside. Don't miss the Wrap It Up in Red savings event at Walsh's Ace, the helpful place for holiday savings in Muscadet and Richland Center.
Life is filled with decisions. Some require and some optional.
And they're really fun.
There are decisions
and the Q&As
we make
are fun.
By
it's,
making
it's
no
nice
decision
to,
at all.
It's nice
I'm
to
Nick Hodge
see
of the Pratt Funeral Information Service
and
in Richland
say
Center
you don't
in
mix up, but there are some people that are
we
so
encourage
prolific.
You to gift
like
yourself
every year
and your
to
loved
offer
ones
you guys,
by making the decision
like
to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral Information Service. You can start that journey.
They're still riding high on Hundreds of Beavers. That film just.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy
Madison.
New Year from all of us down here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel.
We had it at the festival 2 years ago. I think we sold about 600 tickets. Then we showed it at the Marquee at Union South the next year because these guys came
Merry
back and we sold that out. And then they were at the Barrymore and I think they came close to selling out the Barrymore a couple weeks ago. And by the way, the film is streaming for, quote unquote, free on Amazon Prime right now. So if you're
because
Prime,
it's Christmas.
I mean, I'm thrilled
once
that people still
again.
Yeah, and if there's a movie that seems to me like theaters are audience,
suicide in that environment as well. It seems like hundreds of people. So I don't know. I think they're still basking in the success of hundreds of beavers and hopefully getting offers from some of the studios to make a bigger film next time.
It'd be really interesting. Okay, like how the show is director, Chaz Lekhanis, and he was a lot of fun to talk to, but it would be interesting to see, since this movie was so profitable, for what they spent on it, what they do next, and possibly, like you said, a studio with an actual budget. Like, I really hope, and I don't think they will lose that creative, innovative charm they have. Great Lakes Monster was great, too. And if they do, who cares? At least they got the cash in. Hundreds of Beavers is such a fun movie.
It's true.
Yeah.
So unlike, let's say, Carrie.
Yeah. We'll get to that. I have one more question for you. Let me ask you this. What are some of your favorite movies, aside from Hundreds of Beavers, from Wisconsin filmmakers the last few years? Anything else that jumps out at you that maybe that we can see?
Well, there's this there's this filmmaker who's been really stepped to the festival for a long time.
I do.
You had him on the show?
I'm a friend of his, yes. I was in one of his films. I was in his movie, Speaking of Times. Yeah,
That was one that we didn't show. We wanted to show.
That's right.
Was like, no, your festival is that available for streaming?
That is available. Speaking in tongues, he just told me this. I think if you go to Roku in the search and put in Speaking in Tongues, in the show, I know it's available somewhere.
Well, Nathan, I don't know if he had one live. Yes, he had. Last year, he's doing this project where he's doing like 12 films, one for every month of the year.
Yes.
All set in Wisconsin. These sort of short to mid-length films. So he's done January and February. We've shown them both. They're both fantastic. February, especially, I just think.
That's the one in the church, right?
January.
Oh, that's January.
February is the one with the ice fish.
Have you seen
this one?
Yes, I have.
Love that one.
Loved it, too. Yeah, he's great. And an up-and-comer. I mean, he lives in L.A., but every time I talk to him, he's like, hey, I'm in Wisconsin.
he's in Wisconsin these days working on, I think, another film.
I think he's got I think he's got a feature length that he's working on locally, and he said he might even come to Marinette with the co-director and scout locations, which I think would be so fun to take him out and show him around. But and then I know he's working on March as well for his library.
He's going to be on our Golden Badger jury. He's going to be another Wisconsin.
Well, that's a
table has turned.
Nice trip to Madison for Nathan. I know he loves it there. So, all right, can you stick around to talk Carrie Ann when we come back after the news?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Ben will give us a few more minutes, being very gracious with his time. He's usually a very busy guy on Monday nights, preparing for his podcast.
That's true.
All right, Ben Reiser is here from the Wisconsin Film Festival. We're going to talk about the movie Carry On. I've got gripes. It sounds like he has gripes. It should be a fun rant fest. Stay tuned, folks. Civic Media's award-winning news keeps you informed. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the hope of Janice and Jen. Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
The Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. A government panel on Monday failing to reach consensus on the possible national security risks of a nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to buy U.S. steel. That leaves the decision up to President Biden, who has been a longtime opponent of the proposal. On this Christmas Eve, a winter storm moving into the Northeast, bringing ice and snow to several states. Here's ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg.
Several inches of snow in upstate New York and into northern New England, maybe even up to a half foot of snow. That snow is right to the I-95 corridor by the morning hours. I could see some coatings to maybe an inch all the way down to the coast. We are concerned about winter weather alerts in Philly and Baltimore and D.C. for a glaze of ice. So be super careful with your travel into the morning hours.
In Santa Cruz, California, a man died after he was trapped by a large wave beneath debris on a beach. That amid a major storm that's pummeling the West Coast. 12 people were killed, 4 injured in an explosion in an armament factory in northwest Turkey. This is ABC News.